just, okay. But we're not going to get distracted, because the enemy, you already know what he comes to do. This is spiritual warfare. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's coming to annihilate. He's coming to annihilate families. He doesn't care how, what age you are. He's just coming to sift like wheat. But the Bible says that the Lord comes that we may have life and have it more abundantly. All right? So it's time that we know the truth. And understand it. In Galatians chapter 3, verses 1, I'm going to get into some scriptures here. Because we don't fight with anything but the word. The word is what's going to stand. Okay, we've got whole armor that we put on that we may be able to withstand the wiles of the enemy. Having done all this, then we stand and see the salvation of the Lord. So, O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ have been evidently set forth, crucified among you. This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, by the hearing of faith. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, and are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, and if it be yet in vain, he therefore that minister unto you the Spirit and work of miracles among you, doth he do the works of the law by the hearing of faith? It's important to understand, because see, we recognize, yes, we talk about this over and over again. The Lord has drilled it into our spirit that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. But then we still come and we can do everything that's contrary to the word that seems so easy to do. And people, we see it all the time, that's unified by the flesh and not by the Spirit of God. And I can only speak what my spirit sees and what he hears and with righteous judgment. But I speak with the anger of the Most High God, because he's angry and his wrath is coming with him. He said that he's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. And he's angry because he has come and he has died for his children, gone down to the very pits of hell that we wrestle with every day, took the keys of hell, death, and the grave, and we still find it necessary to come together in the flesh to unify with hell. Hell having lost herself and the people having to be so. And the prophets come forth and they speak things that are contrary, and false prophets coming forth, false brethren in us, among us, and we know it, we're aware of it, we allow them to talk, we allow them to do whatever they can, whatever they're going to do. And the true saints of God say nothing. They stand and observe, they say, and continue to go on their way. And that's what the Lord said. That false brother is entrance unawares. But now it's not even just unawares. Once you're aware of it, and the Spirit of God makes you aware of it, you stand on the sidelines like you don't have any power and authority over power, principalities, and spiritual wickedness in high places. And you don't realize it, that once you are coming together in the unity with your enemy, the Lord says, when you go down to the pit, that's it. When you take your last breath, that's it. When you get over to the other side, that's it. And those who side with his enemies are going to the pit. That's the word of the Lord. You can't be on both sides. And most people know. The Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked, so whatever you sow, you shall reap. You sow into the world, man, you're going to reap the world with. We can't cave into falsehood. Anything that's contrary to the true and living Jesus Christ that have been poured upon us from the very beginning, the signs, the miracles, and wonders, they follow the believer. The Antichrist is coming ever so present. The Bible says in the book of Revelation that he's coming, and he's coming to weary out the saints day and night, and the Lord says some he's given to them to be overcome. Because they, no matter how much of the truth they know, it just seems so much easier to them to believe a lie. And that's what the enemy wants you to do. He would rather you believe a lie before the truth. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, on that white horse he come, and it says to conquer, conquering, and to conquer. But Jesus came, and he's already conquered this world by his blood. And the Bible says that we overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony of Jesus Christ. And we love not our lives until the death. These things we've heard before. And the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing and hearing by the word of God. But many people are suffering, and it's not because of righteousness' sake, but we have to repent. So simple as that, just repent and say, Lord, forgive me. Because if we're in the land of the living right now, we have the opportunity to say, Jesus, forgive me. I'm wrong, I'm wretched, I'm naked, I'm filthy, I'm dirty. Cleanse me, renew a righteous spirit within me. If you're hearing the sound of my voice right now, it's the Lord telling you that he hasn't left you. The enemy wants to silence the truth. He wants you to just to give up. He wants you to end your life. He wants you to feel like that you don't have any hope. He wants you to feel like that you've already been conquered. He wants you to feel like that you don't have no other way to go except for giving into this world system. Nobody loves me anyway. Jesus didn't love me. It's something I did wrong. But that is not the truth. And when you look and you recognize, the fruits will show. The Bible says that you shall know them by their fruits. The enemy wants to come and he wants to have you do all of the work until you're absolutely weary. This is why when Paul came in on the scene, he said, I come not with excellency of speech. Many people come with excellency of speech, but behind the scenes, do not be deceived. If behind the scenes they just sit up there and they're wrestling your strings all the while you're doing all the work and they're not backing up none of the work, trying to puppeteer behind the scenes. But Paul said, not with excellency of speech, but in power of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible said he confirmed the word with works, with signs following. And in the book of Thessalonians, the enemy comes, but he's a lying wonder. With the works of the enemy, you shall know by the fruits. The Bible comes, that the Lord said in the word that he comes that we have life and have it more abundantly. And the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, long-suffering. Love bears all things, hopes all things, prays you through. Not trying to tear your spirit man down. Good thing that the Lord had prophet made mention of that, talking about the spirit man. Because you need to know the difference. When the deceiver comes, he want to come and he wants to tear you down to where you don't want to live. Jesus don't do that. He chastens those he loves, but he edifies. He wants you to grow in the faith and abound in the love. Abound from glory to glory to glorify his name. He said it doesn't please him to destroy you, but accept that you come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, because from the least to the greatest, all shall know him. He don't want to tear your spirit man down to the point where you have a spiritual death. No, he wants you to be edified. He wants to nip that flesh in the blood, and for you to walk, in the bud and walk by the spirit of truth. Walk in the spirit of excellence, in the spirit of love, in the spirit of holiness. We must decrease, yield to the Holy Spirit. Don't grieve the Spirit. Do not quench the Spirit of God for those who do have the Holy Spirit. Because within your inner man, you know the righteous way to go. You know the righteous way. Do not grieve the Spirit, man. Do not take down for the enemy of sin. But the overcomers shall see God. Those who endure to the end shall be saved. I'm going to come forth with some the closing words of the prophet.
We'd like to thank the pastor for being obedient to that word today, listening to the word of God and listening to Jesus tonight. And we don't talk prior to any of the anytime we actually do a message, we don't talk about what we're going to speak about, but we always unify in the Spirit. I know we had some technical difficulties at the beginning, but before she came up, she didn't know that the Lord had me to speak about allowing the Spirit to reign in our lives, and she came and she spoke the word from on high. And the only one that's upset right now is the devil. The devil is mad right now, and he's on the run. And I just want to bring up some points before we close out about this. I'm glad she brought it out because it seemed like she always can finish my sentence. Because I always just get on the edge of things, but she like to get the core of it. It's like, I'm like, I eat like the crust, but she's like the toppings and all the pizza in there. She just comes out with so much more than I can come up with. But unifying in the flesh, and this is what's happening right now. The saints of God that call themselves the saints of God, they're ain'ts, because they ain't saints of God, are unifying in the flesh. And they're surrendering to falsehood. This is what's happening. This is why she was mentioning about the churches. The churches in Revelation. They are. They're unifying in the flesh for causes that have nothing to do with Christ. Have nothing to do with allowing your spirit to reign. And they're being deceived. Not in small numbers, but in huge numbers. And this is happening, seems like, overnight. It's almost like it's an invasion. An invasion of unifying in the flesh. You unifying with people that 10 or 15 years ago, you would have never thought about unifying with. And I don't mean to go behind pastor, but you unifying in the flesh. There's no spirit right there right at all. Because how can you be in the spirit if you unifying with people that don't even have the spirit? Talk about the Spirit. What are all these causes? And I don't want to mention just one cause, because I'm not going to mention that. Because there's so many out there that's just falsehood. Falsehood. This and that. This and that. Fight for this right. Fight for that right. Do this. Do that. Fight for the right of the green grass to grow in Paris. Foolish. Falsehood. Jesus is not pleased. And this is what pastor said tonight. Jesus is not pleased because of the... We didn't unify in the Spirit. And do the things that Jesus wants us to do in the Spirit. There's still a lot of work that needs to be done. But if we unify in the flesh, we won't get it done. And people are crying out, like pastor said. They need sound counsel. They need a true man and woman of God to come out. Come out. Come up. Come up. Stand. Stand tall. And allow the Spirit to reign. To speak a word in their life. But we're going to close out. We're going to have nuggets. And I know we always talk about nuggets, and probably people out there don't know what nuggets are. Pastor Sister, she mentioned that the other day. You know what we're talking about? We're going to go to the restaurant and get nuggets. And no, nuggets is what you learned. What you learned today. Or today, whatever we have the broadcast, we always ask at the end, what nuggets? What did you come up with that you learned? All right, without any further, we're going to have some nuggets.